anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another
I'm gonna praise you. I'm gonna salute you. This is amazing. Our own Doug Duda at picking match play golf. I'm gonna be really honest, Doug. I would think that you would be in the top 1.5 percentile of anybody picking the Accenture Match Play Championships.
And where's the website to win $10,000 for this thing? Although I will say, Sergio, you know, bye bye. But everybody had him. But hey,
Pat Perez, a 16 over 1.
Hello.
21 out of 32.
That's you hit, it. I thought it was better.
You hit 15 out of the first 16. I'm like, Derek, did he just? I mean, I thought you did a. When we were doing it, I'm like, well, no, he's got the rest of it filled out. It obviously, it isn't a master copy, but the first one you missed was you did not have Zach Johnson advancing.
That's the only one Ben Hogan. That's the only one I missed on the left side.
On the whole left side of the bracket. 15 out of 16. Now, the other side of the bracket's a disaster.
Dang.
But.
Dang.
Nice. Congratulations. Very, very good job to you.
How'd you do?
I was 17 of 32, so. 17 of 32.
Kind of like school. If that curve was low enough, you passed, huh?
Well, I got Gogan. Gogan went, you know.
Yeah.
I got him advancing again today, so.
I'm sorry. I like watching it. It's fun. It's fun. Hey, Tiger teed off at 1:02 yesterday Central Time? Guess what time he's teeing off again today?
1:02.
What time?
Or what, 1:05?
What time is the Golf Channel starting coverage? Wow! Again, dear Golf Channel, you're the Golf Channel! Show the tournament! The whole thing. That's fun, though. It's good stuff. Today, though, I think Tim Clark's going to be a worthy adversary for the Tiger.
I'm still amazed. 15 out of 16. That's incredible.
Coming up on the show today, I don't know if we even got any guests. Did we get anybody? Oh, yeah, Paul Baronic.
Yeah, we do.
He's going to join us. A big top five matchup tonight. Gang, it's a Thursday. Get your butt off the couch and go watch some basketball tonight. Even if your school is no longer involved, there are some very good games out there. And it may not even involve 18-2 versus 16-4. There may be some middle-of-the-road teams that have a chance to get to the state tournament, but they're going to be intriguing and should be competitive matchups. Go out and watch it. Some conference matchups, some Tri-City matchups, some top 10 matchups. They're all out there. There's even some ladies that are playing their district semifinals tonight. So go out, check it out. Just about every single one of those boys' sub-district games tonight tip off at 7 o'clock. We've got a whole slew for you on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic, Gothenburg. That's at Lexington. ESPN 1550 from York, because it makes sense. St. Cecilia, Grand Island Central Catholic. They will get to tangle after the snow out the first time around. So they're going to tangle tonight. On Power 99 FM, Ravenna. That's why we're going to catch up with Paul Baronic and Axtell, both in the top five in C2. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Blue Hill will take on Sandy Creek. And they're all available on the web, by the way, ESPN Superstation. com.
Douglas, I believe that, and I know, I think a lot of people have thought this for a long time. The level of basketball, certainly towards the end of the season, is getting much improved because they're dwindling out some of the poor teams. And I've been hard on some of those poor teams. But one thing that's been constant is a guest we have today in Paul Baronic. And it starts with the work that Paul Baronic does, not in 7th and 8th grade, in 5th and 6th grade, and I think he gets those kids together. Not necessarily to run up and down the court and play games at 5th and 6th grade level, but to work on fundamentals and to show them correctly how to shoot a basketball, to show them how to dribble a basketball, and whatnot. I think something that those kids learn from him in the fifth and sixth grade is accountability. And something, if we're gonna be the best we can be down the road, and hey, I don't care. It doesn't matter if you're in music and athletics isn't your deal. That's great. You'll be the best you can be. But you got to learn accountability somewhere. And I think this is one avenue, because I think that through basketball and through the coaches that I was able to have, I learned more from them than I did ever in any class. And you go back two nights ago, you watch the president talk, whether you're Republican, Democrat, I don't care. But the one thing I think is wrong, and it starts all the way, when people aren't accountable, what do you do if you're a bank and not accountable? It doesn't matter, because you get bailed out. Wake up in the middle of the night, what's one of the commercials you hear every time they get a commercial break? $5,000 in debt. $10,000 in debt, $20,000. It doesn't matter. We'll bail you out.
Getting closer.
You don't have
getting closer.
You don't have to pay that back, because debt consolidation. We're here. Those credit card companies. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Don't take responsibility for the $28,472 that you racked up on meaningless crap that you couldn't afford. Because we'll bail you out. It doesn't matter if you're the world's biggest bank, if you're an insurance mogul, AIG, we'll bail you out. That's the problem, and it starts in fifth grade. If you're not accountable in fifth grade, how the hell are you going to be accountable when you're 38? You've got to learn it somewhere. And I don't know. I think that's the first thing Obama should do. Is cut these debt consolidation commercials off. Yeah, you do have to pay it, moron. You're the one that racked it up. That's just the way it is. Nobody's bailing you out. You've got to take responsibility for what you slid that card through that slot for. Every time you went, whether I don't know if it was for booze, I don't care if it was for clothes, whatever. You're responsible. No, you only need to pay half of that required by law. Well, that's a stupid law. That's what's wrong. And I think he's one of the best coaches around, and I think it starts at a young age, and I couldn't be happier for the kids at Ravenna, because, let's be honest, they've developed a program up there. They're going to play number one team in the state in Axtell tonight. Great opportunity, as you mentioned, guys.
We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going to California. Yeah!
Wow. Is it okay if they wear nice warm-up things?
They can wear nice warm-up things, because they deserve to have the warm-ups. They deserve to go around town, collect money, and let the Ravenna Chamber of Commerce chip in and pay for them, because they're proud of what they do. Because you win six games a year, no, you don't get warm-ups. No, you don't get a shirt that says, I'm going to get a Funk or Odessa basketball. You don't get that shirt.
How about Wilsonville or Smithfield?
Wilsonville or Smithfield. You don't get those shirts. And I'm tired of seeing those shirts.
Are you going to be okay? Wow, you didn't sleep well last night, did you?
Well, it just hit me last night. I'm like,
Pigs is sick.
What's different?
You're rattled a little bit.
What's different between the kids in Ravenna and pick a school?
Bertrand.
I could pick a lot of schools.
I don't know. I just.
I know it's. Yeah, I see. You know, that's fine. They start working, and it's not throw a ball out and go play for 30 minutes so you wear out and so you'll take a nap this afternoon so you don't bother dad and mom. No. We know what a triple threat position is, and we dribble the damn basketball. And then we do it over. And pretty soon, we know how to do it. Paul Baronic.
He's coming up next. He was on the front page of the Hub yesterday. Paul Baronic. Front page. Not sports. The front page. Yeah. We'll ask him about that. I think I'm going to get it autographed tonight. Maybe awesome. Get that autographed. Pretty cool. Bernie Madison made the front page last week. I got to get that autographed. Not the sports. The front page.
Slowly moving up.
See? Yeah, there you go. Okay, any thoughts about debt consolidation or anything that Tony said? 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. That's the Dent Popper inbox. You know, I kind of had a little semi-tirade that I was going to go on, but I don't think I will now.
I'm sorry.
I might. Here's the deal. It's kind of like Scott Van Pelt Tuesday when he said, "I've got all your emails on this Devin Harris half-court shot that ends up being a bad beat, costing all you bettors because it goes over the total and covers," because he loves doing that segment. But I will. You know what? There needs, again, to be something to happen in the world of news. You know, we talked about this when Brett Favre and Alex Rodriguez, and then Brett Favre stepped up and retired so we could quit hearing about A-Rod for a while. And God, is it windy out there. if Jim Calhoun is making the news because of his little rant instead of winning his 800th game last night, then we don't have any news to talk about. Go find something to talk about. Now you have people that have no idea what Jim Calhoun does except that he's a basketball coach at a Division I university trying to break down what's going on. Mike and Mike in the morning, we're on Good Morning America. And again, you have to understand that Disney and ESPN and ABC are all under one roof. So they go back and forth sleeping with each other and they can go, you know, news on the radio and radio on TV. And ooh, isn't that cool? Isn't that fun? You're giving this idiot that asked the question Saturday, "Don't you think you're making too much money and maybe you should give some back since you're the highest paid employee in the state of Connecticut?" And he said, "Not one dime." You're giving the idiot, which everybody agrees is an idiot that asked the question, you're just making it better now for other idiots to go into press conferences and do the same thing, because that was Saturday. And finally, it's making the news on Thursday, which means it's going to continue into the weekend. And the weekend, you know, Today's Show and the weekend Good Morning America and the weekend early show and all the other shows that are supposed news in the morning.
It's not his 800th win that they're talking about.
No.
That's an afterthought.
And again, everybody in the sports world agrees, shut up. Now, maybe Calhoun didn't hand it with the greatest grace, but when you lob a grenade on him out of nowhere after a basketball game, he bristled up and fired back. Good for Calhoun. He's exactly right. He's not stealing from the state of Connecticut. And if you don't have, and again, you can refer to take care of Doc Sadler. There are more people going to Nebraska basketball games right now than have in a long, long time, the entire tenure of Barry Collier. More now than ever before. Well, do you think it costs the exact same amount of money to put on a basketball game when there's 2,000 or 12,000? It's the same. And then you sell more concessions, you make more ticket revenue, you sell more season tickets. So again, why are we still talking about this? It makes no sense. If you're going to harp on a coach, then harp on the CEOs, the governors, the other state employees that you don't even really sure what they do, but make six-figure and maybe seven-figure contracts. It's amazing.
Yeah, but they know. When you're talking about CEOs, that they'll get bailed out. So it's no big deal.
Big, though. Big, Tony. We got big stuff.
Here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I break into my personal email here, and the first thing I see, shattering news, and then it just kept on going. Hastings College women's tennis team scheduled to play Briarcliff Friday. They postponed that match, Tony. Postpone it.
So looking forward.
Makeup date still hasn't been set. So now the Lady Broncos will be in action this weekend when they host UNK Sunday. I didn't have anything going on Sunday. Really.
That's weird.
I think maybe there. UNK Hastings women's tennis.
Let's get it on.
Hastings College softball team. Cancellation in their weekend trip to Kansas City. So they're not even going to get to go at all. And who doesn't like going to Kansas City, here we come.
Barbecue.
Where would you eat, maybe? Jack Stack's? Where else?
Houston's. If you want barbecue, Jack Stack's. Yeah, Houston's is great. Capital Grill's right down there. So many great places right in the plaza area.
Maybe you kick it a little bit at Kona Grill.
Oh.
Huh? Maybe have a little wasabi.
How about some sake bombers?
Whoa. Boy. And due to weather and field conditions, which are perfect right now, but the UNK Adams State softball series been moved back a full day. Full That means Sunday, 12-2, Monday, 11-1. Once again, they'll play at Dryden Park. Tony, thought occurs, UNK softball, Monday at 11.
Live?
Hmm. You know, what do you want to do for the show?
Live at Dryden Park?
Maybe we get in a big bus and drive around, honk the horn.
I'm not afraid.
We go see our friend Hannah, who hit a game-winning home run last week against ninth-ranked team in the country.
Go see our friend Holly.
That's right, Coach Carnes. Maybe we'll have some pancakes, have a little breakfast beforehand.
Perfect.
Oh, by the way, the real breaking news. Mike Eckler appears to be staying at Nebraska, the Tampa Tribune, saying that he has turned down, meaning thus he was offered, the defensive coordinator job at South Florida. Now, again, this is a report in the Tampa Tribune.
That is very, very surprising to me. And maybe he didn't feel like he was ready to make that jump. I don't know. But you just look at the pay raise in itself. The weather in Tampa, weather in Nebraska, $40,000 is what was estimated the pay raise.
I don't think you've seen the Scarlets.
Hmm?
It's Nebraska, people. It's a place to grow a family.
Well,
why wouldn't you? Plus, he's got good ups at Nebraska. Who knows what happens when he gets down near South Florida?
Well, plus, he's around people that are accountable to one another.
Oh, no.
Nobody's bailing those guys out down there.
Take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul Baronic, Ravenna Blue Jay basketball coach, and, oh, yeah, yesterday, Joe Lenardi with bracketology for the NCAA. Today, NITology, or knitology.
Oh, great.
Back after this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
They run for the fun at Bonner Park. Thoroughly thoroughbred right from the start.
Saturday and Sunday at Fonner Park, Grand Island, the Harley-Davidson Iron Horse Bike Show. See new and classic motorcycles. Register to win Harley leather jackets and other great prizes. Post times for live racing, 2 p.m. Friday, 1:30 Saturday and Sunday.
They run for the fun at Fonner Park.
Have an itch that needs to be scratched? Well, here's where you get relief. Eagle Crest Homes, West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Decided against that Honolulu or Paris vacation this year, huh? Well, then take several small vacations to state or national parks in your new camper from Eagle Crest. Fifth wheels to fold downs, Eagle Crest has them all and more, like new Nebraska Strong custom-built Bonneville homes starting as low as $84.9. So scratch your camper or your new home itch at Eagle Crest, West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest Homes, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder Smoked Foods. Pulled pork, smoked beef, and pork loin. Stop into Schroeder Smoked Foods and dine on delicious barbecue. Or have Schroeder Smoked Foods cater your event. Pick it up. Or have us deliver mouth-watering barbecue to your special event. Online at SchroederSmokedFoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out.
Ooh. For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products has been supplying Kearney and Grand Island with quality concrete and masonry needs. We are the experts on masonry and concrete products in the region. With over 140 years combined experience at our two locations, we're particular about who we deal with and what products we sell. Expect a high level of customer service at both our locations. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products. Building generations, one block at a time.
Source Gas Ag customers, sign up now with Source Gas Energy Services. We offer CIG, Panhandle, and NYMEX pricing with triggers to lock in your rate at a later date. Other suppliers may not tell you the whole story, but at SGES, we believe the more information you have, the better decision you can make. Call Source Gas Energy Services today to find the best price option for your operation at 1-800-413-1966.
People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion.
This is Shelly Smith from ESPN.
Hi, this is Bob Davis with the Kansas City Royals.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see considerable cloudiness early today with some partial clearing developing at times as we head further through the day. Temperatures will stay fairly steady around 40 with winds out of the north developing around 15 to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. There also is a slight chance of a rain shower. Could see a rain or snow shower late today. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Oh my God, I hope you did not miss the first segment of the Doug and Daddy show today. The email is pouring in on Daddy's late night television watching debt consolidation, which all started by giving a praise to Coach Paul Baronic, like he wanted him to be his own father in the opening segment. And Coach Baronic's going to join us here in just a second, but I got to get to these first. Jim in Grand Island, Daddy for President 2012. Here's Mike in St. Paul. Geez, tell Daddy I'll take two cases of OxyClean and a ShamWow. And, of course, you got to have a Snuggie with that, don't you, Mike? How about here? This is Trent in the Tri-Cities. Why you got to go there on debt consolidation and all the free stuff our government gives us? Signed, Andrew, the dude with the question mark on his suit, Lesko. You can get everything for free. Whoa, give Daddy a sun heat package. He's burning up. Sean from Kearney. Jack and Shelton says, Daddy giving us advice on debt consolidation. What's next? Good Lord, people. Thanks for firing off to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, it's time to head to Ravenna. It's fun to
talk to winners.
Well, we're going to talk to one now, and also celebrities. If you're above the fold in the Kearney Hub, you're big time. Paul Baronic joins us now. From the Ravenna Blue Jays. Good morning, Coach.
How you doing? I think the Kearney Hub's got better time to do than, put my picture on the front page. I don't know who the heck is in charge of that, but by golly, there's got to be somebody. Obama or somebody can be on the front page of that, or the guy who invented the sun heat lamp. We would rather have that. So,
well, I looked over there, the big headline, City Will Make Offer for Event Center, and then there's Paul Baronic going, yeah! But they're not the same, and I'm just glad it's a small picture of Bush Cutter and a bigger picture of Paul Baronic. Well, Coach, I know this sub-district might seem just another day at the park for you after the week you had heading into the Heartland Events Center in the Hoops Classic. There hasn't been a whole lot of easy basketball for you this February. How do you think the kids are playing going into tonight's game?
Well, we feel like we've been, battle tested a little bit in some aspects, but that's a tough scheduling segment, and part of that's my problem because we want competitive teams, but also it's just kind of the way the calendar shakes out. I don't think anybody would like to play St. Paul, Adams Central, and Fremont Bergen, and then turn around and play Ord. And then have your districts and so forth with Loup City with the fourth time. But our guys have risen to the challenge, and they've done a good job. I'm really proud of them.
Well, nobody wants to play Ord. I mean, that's just brutality right there. You go into the Chant Dome.
Yeah, well.
You go into the Chicken House, you're in trouble. Chicken coop problem right there.
They have a statue of their main, you talk about a celebrity. There's one of Doug Duda right out front.
Andy Markowski, Kubas, the Welniak boys, whatever. Yep. That's fine.
Paul, I've got to ask you, going into a nice game, do you feel that the competition level that you face this year is a major advantage over Axtell that maybe hasn't saw that level of competition?
Well, we definitely have talked about that being, a positive for us. But, if you do a little comparison on scores and how people did things and whatever, and we don't like to compare scores, but evidently people like to compare schedules, so why don't we compare scores? If you look at the Minden game You know, Axtell played really well against him, and then Robinson had 27 against their inside people, and we don't have any inside people, so he may have 100 tonight. But, you know, he has an ability to score inside, and, you know, our strength of schedule, you know, we have talked about that. We've said that, you know, maybe that's an advantage for us because we've been tested, but, you know, Axtell is so athletic, and they just really do things well defensively, offensively. You know, they get after you inside with pounding at the post. So we have some major concerns there.
Paul, I'm gonna go back to maybe the first segment of the show, and I think the culture, which my friend Trent calls it, that you've established at Ravenna, the way that you guys do things, when does accountability for you, what grade are those kids in when they understand and that they've got to be accountable to one another and to you for the deal to succeed?
That's a great question. You know, and I've talked to Trent about that before. You know, we've just somehow created an environment and a culture that signifies competitive basketball. You know, you better play hard. You better, you know, go hard and those types of things, you know, and nobody exemplifies that more than Adam Mingus. And see, when kids see that, see, we got kids right now, you know, we have some parents and some coaches that do both, and you know, they are a parent and they're a coach, and they help our program that way. We have some second graders looking up Adam Mingus and see how hard he plays, and they say, you know, maybe someday I want to be that. We also have, you know, young kids that are practicing right now and playing in tournaments, and, you know, and right now most of them are playing man-to-man. They're trying to run motion, and sometimes, you know, a little bit later they'll start to press, and that's just the thing we do. We feel like we're going to do what we do, and we're going to have people adjust to us, and we're not going to adjust too much to other people.
Paul Baranek, head boys basketball coach from Ravenna, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're currently ranked fourth in the state. They take on number one Axtell. And, again, you touched on the strength of schedule a little bit, Daddy. Supposed the best judge of the strength of schedule is the wild card points, and Axtell is number one in the wild card points. Ravenna's number four. Hopefully, no matter what happens tonight, both teams will make it into state with the loser picking up a wild card. How do you approach that? Because obviously, as Tony said from time to time, Coach, kids know where they stand right now.
Oh, absolutely. In this day and age of instant messaging and whatever else, you know, you make a mistake or you have something that shows up, kids know it faster than the speed of light. So, you know, they're not stupid. You know, their coach is stupid. You know, that's the problem. But the kids really know, and, you know, but I think we've done a good job. I haven't heard too much talk about that. We've talked about, you know, if you're relying on a wild card, then you're asking Elmwood Murdoch to win a tough district. You're asking Freeman to beat Humboldt Tabor Steinauer that they had struggled with earlier in the year. And then, you know, Weeping Water on the other side. You know, you're asking a lot of variables that you can't really control. The only thing you can control is when you line up and play somebody night in and night out. So, you know, that's what we've been focusing on. Our kids have done a really good job of steering away from any type of talk. Even last year when we had it locked up as far as qualifying, you know, the kids came in with the mission to win a district and play well at the state tournament, play at a high level, and I feel like we did that last year even.
Paul Baranek joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul, obviously, it's just a well-known fact that basketball as a whole is down. When you look at those top 8, 10, 12 teams in Class C2, how do you view those teams? Is there teams that are cut above the rest, or is it pretty balanced basketball?
Well, I would say it's balanced because we feel like if we can get to the tournament, you know, which is a tall task in itself, I feel like we could make some noise there. I felt like Loup City could make some noise if they got to the tournament. You know, they're a team that would cause a lot of people some fits. You know, and really, to be honest with you, I think Axtell, Loup City, that would probably be a better matchup for Loup City than us sometimes, because they mirror each other in a lot of things they do. So, you know, maybe Axtell playing us is kind of a blessing, you know, because I think the inside play of Loup City and the way they play would cause some problems for Axtell.
Paul Baranek joins us. We'll let you get out of here with this one, getting back to the actual game tonight as they take on number one Axtell. A, I think it's kind of funny. I think a lot of people view Axtell as the underdog going into the game tonight, and whether that's right or wrong. You played them last year and ended their season. I know that's going to be on their mind. And you mentioned after the game Tuesday, your team is pretty much totally different as far as the kids that will be playing, and Axtell's is not. But as you remember that game last year, what is you talked about Robinson inside, but what did they do last year that gave you some fits that might do the same tonight besides that inside game?
Yeah, it all goes back to offensive rebounding and being able to protect the paint with them. If they're allowed to shoot some wide-open shots, they're capable of knocking them down. You know, they've had 9 threes against Elm Creek. They've had some players hit 6 at times, you know. So I know there's some suspects about their shooting ability. But, you know, I've seen them shoot well enough, too, that, you know, that's a concern. Last year, you know, what concerns me is them getting off to a good start. Last year, it was they got up 8-0 on us. We call a timeout. You know, we make some adjustments. Next thing you know, I look at the scoreboard, it's 11-2. You know, great coaching. You know, no adjustments made whatsoever. All of a sudden, our kids just do what they do again, and we try to stay the course, and then we ended the quarter, you know, up 17-12. So we basically went on like about a, you know, a 15-1 run. And then, but that's what we do. We try to put runs together. We try to pick up the pace with people. We try to make them play, you know, tonight 94 feet. We try to play at a pace that most people aren't comfortable with. Now, with that said, you know, if we lined up a, you know, a track meet after the game or before the game, I guarantee you who would win that one. Axtell, you know. You know, they've got athletes. They've proven themselves. They've played at Memorial Stadium with this group, too. You know, so they're not unaccustomed to winning. You know, they are, you know, they know what winning is. They know how to, you know, even in their little environment, in their culture, they've built something there also about how to play at a high level, how to be competitive. You know, so that concerns me when we line up. But I know our kids are going to, you know, hunker down and give it the best that we can do, too.
Well, Paul, your kids always play hard, and I know they've got a lot of confidence, but they'd even have even more confidence if a coach would guarantee a win right here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Wow.
Well, I'm, you know, I'm just short of wearing pantyhose right now to be Joe Namath. Heaven forbid I do that. You know, that would be scary for everyone. That's just about as scary as a picture on the front page of the Kearney Hub. But, you know, there's no, I can't even guarantee our bus will get there on time, you know. So
well, I've seen some of the guys that drive it. Be careful. Be careful.
It'd be a heck of a lot better than me driving it. You just ask my wife. And because I've been pulled over twice because people thought I was drunk. And I don't even drink, you know. And the cops have pulled me over twice. And you know, and I've been phoned in before. And by people who just, you know, are pushing their hundreds. They see me drive. And they go, you know, this guy's, he's ridiculous, you know. So, but, you know, I somehow avoided that DUI because I haven't partaken any alcohol beverages. But, you know, I can't guarantee much of anything other than a good laugh on the Doug and Daddy Show. And that's always encouraging to everyone because I think everybody needs to laugh a lot more. Sometimes we take some of the sports stuff pretty serious, and we do at Ravenna, and you know, when the game starts, we're going to go after it, and it is the most important thing for about an hour and a half. But afterwards, we're going to move on and shake hands. And you know, I was really taken back with the way the Loop City people handled things the other night. I had a lot of people come up and compliment us and hug us and encourage us, and you know, that's tough to do. I don't know if I could do that, you know, in that kind of a heated battle. So you know, I'm encouraged day in and day out by the way some people act. And it's uplifting for me, so I know that's for sure.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate the time. I already see there's some blogs out there, Davis Baronic in 2012. So, you know, keep things clean, and it's going to be a great packed house at Kearney High tonight. We'll see you there.
It should be a great environment. Again, like we talked about on the radio station the other day with you, Doug, the fact that, you know, if you've got nothing going on tonight, it would be worth a $4 spent tonight for sure to at least get a good sweat, you know. At Kearney High, you might, you know, I feel like I'm going to pass out every time I run up and down the sideline there. So
we'll bring fans. Tony will bring fans for it. Paul, thanks so much. We'll see you tonight, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk, and you guys do an awesome job on your program.
Paul Baronic, head boys basketball coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, the fourth-ranked Jays, number one Axtell. We've had Brent Heinrichs on the show talking about his team. They're getting ready to battle tonight. Rage in the Cage. What are you coming up with for tonight?
Well, I'm coming up with a sign that needs to be at the Ravenna Gym. You're ending a no-suck culture. That's what he's implemented. We're not going to suck because we take measures so we don't suck.
So it's like a broken vacuum, huh? You just get like a T-shirt with a broken vacuum?
No, there you go.
We don't suck.
There you go. Play a great basketball game tonight. Doug, and you're going to pick it.
7 o'clock.
You're going to pick it.
7 o'clock. Be there. If you can't, Power 99, World Wide Web, ESPNSuperstation.com. It's there for you tonight, 7 o'clock. That's just one of the many great games, as we've already talked about, in the area. We take a break, come back with more. Your emails. Would you vote for Daddy in 2012? Really? For anything? Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Today, just about every ad you hear will mention saving you money, yet very few of them offer a really good deal. Well, Sprint's about to change that. Business customers can buy one Motorola i576 for $69.99 and get up to four free. All with Nextel Direct Connect, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9, only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Not available on all channels. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to two-year agreement up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
Honey, why are we sitting on this fence?
They said we should wait.
Who's they?
You know, they. People that say you should wait.
What do you say we stop sitting and start living?
If you've been waiting for the right time to buy a home, the wait may be over. Affordability has improved, and interest rates are still low. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that homeownership is an investment in your future. To learn more about your local market, talk to a Realtor. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today. Only Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Markets do vary.
Got the down? Then you get the deal. And thanks to you, that's just exactly how it's worked for 28 years at Kearney Auto Sales. One year at a time, one day at a time, one deal at a time, and one customer at a time. At Kearney Auto Sales, your small down payment will put you behind the wheel of your next car or truck. At Kearney Auto Sales, we say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Got the down? Then come get your deal at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30. Buy here, pay here.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. 22. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see considerable cloudiness early today with some partial clearing developing at times as we head further through the day. Temperatures will stay fairly steady around 40 with winds out of the north developing around 15 to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. There also is a slight chance of a rain shower. Could see a rain or snow shower late today. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, the Tri-City Storm has added another player. They have. It's another forward. Did we need another forward, Derek?
Yeah, we could use him.
I'm guessing...
I guess they need a lot.
Well, I'm guessing this kid's, you know, I'm not making fun of the kid, but I'm guessing his parents must be loaded. Because his first name is Berkeley.
Berkeley.
What should we name him, hun?
Did he win the Westminster Dog Show?
Maybe it's Berkeley. Maybe it's Berkeley Bottom Tooth.
Just having fun with you, Berkeley. Welcome to town,
Berkeley Scott. Sounds like maybe a well-educated young man out
of Minnesota.
Did they
put that backwards? Is it Scott Berkeley?
Yeah, see, it could be Scott Berkeley, but it's actually Berkeley Scott.
All right, fair enough.
You know, Robbie knows what he's doing up there, little fella. Berkeley Scott comes out of Minnesota High School, 32 points this year, 17 goals, 15 assists, and he will join the team this weekend, apparently. And, of course, the Storm is at Omaha on Friday, and then they're home Saturday for matinee hockey. Matinee hockey, 3:05 against Des Moines. Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines. You want to give away some tickets?
I'm getting it right now.
Okay, Tri-City Storm. If you have not won anything on this radio show in the last month, that's right, month, 1-888-455-ESPN.
I've got the question.
I know you do. 1-888-455-ESPN. I actually have trust in you. I don't know why after that first segment, but I do. 1-888-455-ESPN. Daddy, your trivia question is...
Did you realize that this year's Super Bowl was the most watched Super Bowl in history? Only one TV program other than that has had more viewers. What is the number one rated TV?
What's the number one
TV show
of all time?
Of all time.
Episode. It was an episode. Yeah, this is easy. I'm going 80-20. First person knows it, Derek. You take it off air. 80-20. First person knows it. Derek knows it.
Hey, Derek knew it. Derek. I didn't realize that this was the most watched Super Bowl.
Did you? Yeah, did you watch the number one show?
No, no idea.
First person, no clue. In the history of television, this was the most watched single event ever. The history of television, most watched single event ever.
We got a winner. Okay. We got a winner. Chris from Kearney knew it. We actually had a Cheers guess first, but that was incorrect. It's
wasn't
it's
Cheers.
MASH.
Wasn't Seinfeld. Wasn't Friends. Oh, yeah. The final episode of MASH. And did you know there were words to the song, to the theme?
Derek, sing it for us.
Suicide is painless. I just know the refrain. I don't know the verses.
Did you know that early on when they started the TV, they had so many more doctors and they weeded them out in that second season? But one of them, he was the, I don't remember the name of the doctor, but one of them was, you're going to love this, by the way. He was the guy that always played the guitar and sang. If you heard, and they'd had, you know, really sad bits or whatever. Loudon Wainwright III, whose big hit was, and I am not kidding you, "Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road." An actual pop hit in the early 70s, "Dead Skunk Middle of the Road." Google it.
Can Derek get us some "Dead Skunk Middle of the Road"?
I don't know. You ever heard "Dead Skunk Middle of the Road"?
No, I do not.
Very obscure.
Derek, can you effort us "Dead Skunk Middle of the Road"?
I'll see.
Who was our
that.
Winner? Who was our winner today?
Chris from Kearney knew it.
Oh, you told me that. God, I have the attention span of this show's producer. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. While he's efforting "Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road," which is Loudon Wainwright III, I'm almost positive on this. NITology, Daddy. They have a bracket out for the teams in the NIT right now. They have Nebraska, and this was before the Texas A&M loss, as a 4 seed in the 32-team field. Do you know that there are 2 tournaments now that are considered lesser than the NIT that teams can play in? So Nebraska stays above 500, they're going to get some kind of a bid. But
now,
Texas A&M...
They had the Nintendo or some game system tournament other than this, right?
Okay, I didn't hear this.
But, I mean, you're talking about those other tournaments that are out there.
Oh, yeah, EA Sports.
EA Sports. CBA, yeah, okay.
Okay.
That was the other tournament. This is the regular NIT, which everybody's become accustomed to. Are you surprised that they're a 4 seed?
A little bit. A little bit. Uh-oh. How about this, people?
This was a hit.
A minor hit. I haven't heard it in years, by the way. Just throwing this out.
Crossing the highway late last night. You should have looked left and it should have looked right. You didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Yes, baby. That's right up there with Spiders and Snakes. It just doesn't get to quite the pub that Spiders and Snakes got. Loud Wainwright III, Dead Skunk in the middle of the road, smelling up the highway.
Now,
my dad wasn't much into music, but we always had fun when this came on the radio, driving down the highway like in 70, good God, 2, 3, 4, back when I was just a little skunk, a little stinker.
Meaningless knowledge runs amok here sometimes. How did you know that?
Again, how do the people on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire know those $500,000 questions? They just do. Then you put them on the next day, they just don't. Break time. I can tell on your eyes it's break time. Duck and Daddy.
My head is about ready to explode.
Well, I want to recap what we've talked about today. We've talked MASH, Dead Skunk, OxyClean, debt consolidation, warm-up jerseys, accountability, Paul Baronic, thank God, from Ravenna. We gave away some hockey tickets, a kid named Berkeley. I mean, I think this show jam-packed with information that most of society didn't know.
Don't forget the Snuggie and the ShamWow.
Well, yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want a Snuggie? I'm going to order one during this break, back after this.
You can go psycho, you can hurt yourself, or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this, grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Danny will be right back.
Welcome to Subway. What can I get you?
Hi, I was thinking about maybe a,
Annie! $5 foot.
Who are you guys? Some kind of music video? Seriously, what's the deal?
Get any piled high regular footlong for just $5, like the Italian BMT and chicken and bacon ranch. Any regular footlong, $5. Don't miss it. Subway, eat fresh.
Offer excludes double stack and premium sandwiches. Prices and participation may vary.
How to take the hassle out of buying carpet, and a big chunk of the cost, too. Step 1, go to the Home Depot and get the new lower price on carpet. Step 2, get the new lower price for installation, just $139 for unlimited rooms. Step 3, there is no step 3. Told you it was easy.
Get the new lower price of just $139 for basic carpet installation for any size home, as many rooms as you like. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney. I understand that money is tight for everyone, so we want to help you by lowering our 2009 lawn care prices. We can treat a 6,500 square foot lawn for just under $200, and this includes grub control. That's right, we will treat your lawn four times throughout the season for less than $200. Give us a call today and we will give you a free estimate. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see considerable cloudiness early today with some partial clearing developing at times as we head further through the day. Temperatures will stay fairly steady around 40 with winds out of the north developing around 15 to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. There also is a slight chance of a rain shower. Could see a rain or snow shower late today. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Man, I thought we were going to get Electric Avenue there. I thought some Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue.
Is this Geico? Oh, yeah.
The State High School Swimming and Diving Meet is this weekend. Good luck to all the swimmers and divers today diving. So I'm looking at the girls, and again, Jordan Poff of Kearney going to be diving. She'll be diving today. Then also Carly Hilburn is going to be jumping off the board and into a pool of water, I hope, because anything else, that would hurt. Guys, Matt Kreitzer is going to jump into the water for Kearney today. So good luck to those gangs of kids. And then, of course, the swim preliminaries tomorrow and the final gangs of kids. Yeah, gaggle, whatever. Aqua kids.
Good luck to all three of them.
Oh, yeah, but a lot more tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And then the finals are on NET on Saturday. Daddy, a government official says imprisoned NFL star Michael Vick has been approved for release to home confinement. You have any tips for him?
Well, here's the deal.
Because you're pretty much confined in your home most of the time.
Every other person that's been in trouble in Michael Vick's situation goes to a halfway house. There were no beds in the halfway house, so where's he going to go? It's like Motel 6 is full. Damn it, I've got to go to the Hyatt. What's that? Once again, no, we'll build onto the halfway house. It should take us 3 weeks. We'll have it up and running. You sit your ass there.
Yeah, sorry, don't have any room. You're going to have to stay in prison.
There you go. Right now, until something opens up.
What's the word? Accountability.
There you go.
Lincoln motorcyclist nabbed after chase hits 145 miles an hour. That's all the headline I've read. So here we go. From the World Herald, they have it up on their website. A speeding motorcyclist who refused to pull over for a Nebraska state trooper. Pull over! I can see the scene from Fletch. Pull over! Led the trooper on a 5-minute, 8-mile chase. That's a rate of 1 mile every 37 and a half seconds. An average of 96 miles an hour during the chase. Speeds reached 145 miles an hour. Think he got a ticket? About 5:45 yesterday, a trooper tried to stop whoever for speeding on U.S. Highway 77. And as Jabba Chamberlain says, don't speed on Highway 77. It's just north of the 56th Street interchange near Lincoln. Instead of stopping, the motorcyclist accelerated. The trooper pursued the motorcyclist towards Ceresco. Just north of Branched Oak Road, the motorcyclist turned left into a private drive leading to a farmhouse. After circling the house, the motorcyclist stopped on the front lawn. He was taken into custody without incident, arrested on suspicion of flight to avoid arrest, driving 145 in a 65 zone. Second offense, driving under suspension, willful reckless driving, no operator's license, no motorcycle endorsement, and possession of marijuana less than an ounce. Last year, the legislature increased the fine for traveling more than 35 miles an hour over the posted speed limit from $200 to $300, not including court costs.
When you're stoned, aren't you supposed to go 7? Not 145.
Isn't it something if you go over like 40 or something? Don't they have to take you to jail? They take this guy to jail?
They should have just shot him.
Accountability?
Accountability. Here's your sentence. Wham!
Get off my front lawn!
And then the guy charges him with trespassing on his lawn.
Okay, Daddy, Nebraska baseball didn't look sharp yesterday, but did beat North Dakota home opener 10-6. Adam Bailey, maybe a name to pay attention to, 6 RBIs, and Kerry Cooper started out well with the Huskers, football player, baseball player.
4-12 with a dinger now to start off. You know, we got to remember, he was a 4th or 5th round draft pick, you know, a year ago, 5th round draft pick a year ago. So
the Angels.
Yeah, I think it's one of those deals where you expected him to come in and contribute right away. Hey, I know the talk already about Nebraska baseball because I got it last night. You know, hey, let's relax. Well, he was 41-16 a year ago. Let's relax. I'm sick. You know, I can't handle we kept the wrong coach. You know, the guy was 41-16, up for National Coach of the Year recognition. 41-16 is pretty darn good to be a Nebraska baseball coach with an opportunity to advance towards Omaha. We'll take that every year, would you not?
Yes. The Nebraska women's basketball team upsets 20th-ranked Kansas State, so the smell at the Devaney was a lot better last night than it was the night before. GPAC tournament tonight. Hastings women are at Mount Marty. The Hastings men are at Northwestern of Iowa. You can hear both games, 1230 KHAS with complete coverage. UNK women are up to 5th. That's good. That's good. They can sustain having their 9-game losing streak snapped. But they want to stay in that area for the NCAA tournament. Loper lunch just getting ready to get underway here at 12 noon. So you're driving around going, oh, got to go to Loper Lunch. That's what's going on tonight. And, Daddy, I think that is it for our program today.
Well, I think everybody learned a lot today. Happy to say that here on the Doug and Dad Show.
Loudon Wainwright III.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Could come in handy.
You never would have thought of that. It's just
Slumdog awesome. Millionaire. The million-dollar question is, which song did Loudon Wainwright III record?
Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
You're just making that up.
You're going to poke.
That's my final answer. Hey, we want to thank Paul Baronic for joining us on the program today. Tomorrow, we are efforting Kelly Jeffries, the girls basketball coach at Grand Island, as they get ready for their district final. Much more as well. Mark Manning, head wrestling coach at Nebraska, is coming up. So stay with us all on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, 23 hours from now, we're going to be back, and we're going to do this all over again. We'll see you
then. No, it's going to be different. It's going to be different.
It probably won't be near as good.
I'm going to hold you accountable tomorrow.
Near as entertaining, but we'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!